Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have wondered, or perhaps not, why so many Irish chip shops have Italian names. The answer is that the various family chip dynasties all hail from the same part of Italy. In fact, the same small village, which has a population during the wintertime of about 500 people. But every year, they have an Irish festival there. We're joined by Maria Fusco. Good afternoon, Maria.
Hi, how are you, Sean?
Not too bad. How far back does this go, do you know? Who would have been the first Italian to arrive in Ireland?
The end of the 1800s.
God.
It was Chervy. I think they say it was a family called Chervy.
And he would have been, I read a story that he got off the boat in Cork and he thought it was America.
He thought it was America and then he walked to Dublin.
And God saves, he must have got a bit of a fright. But then after after a while, then he ended up selling fish and chips. Now, what's the name of this village that everyone's originally from?
Casa Lapsico.
Okay, I won't even...
It's the name of the area, and then there's all little towns. But Casa Lapsico, primarily, there's different little villages villages in the town. And Casa Lapsico is the area.
Yeah, and it's kind of in a valley or something, is it? Would they be quite close together?
It's in a valley. It's in a valley called Valle di Gomino.
Okay.
In southern Italy. Basically, we're south of Rome, north of Naples, in the shadow of Monte Cassino.
Now, and in, I suppose, kind of in the post-war years, would it be a lot of people would have, the post-Second World War, I mean, a lot of people would have moved out of Italy anyway.
Yes.
So, and would that have been largely word of mouth?
It would have been because it would have been it's a rural area, it's agricultural, and immigration started from these parts from late 1800s. But a family member would go abroad; they'd go to Northern Ireland, Dublin, England, Scotland. And then they would bring over a family member or family members.
Mm.
As happened, my mum went over to Ireland with her brother, Uncle Donato. They went over early 50s and they went over to an aunt of my mum's who was in Newtownard in the north of Ireland.
And then how did they make their way down here?
It would be a family member would let's say travel to Dublin. They would set up a fish and chips, a chipper, and then they would bring in more members of the family.
Right, and the Italian community, and people that know Fusco's, of course, Borza's, Macari's, there's loads of them. Would that community be kind of helping each other out, set up chippers?
They did. As somebody said in Casey's article, it was a bit like the Jews, like they all helped each other.
Right, okay.
You know, if you needed a few bob to set up a chipper, the families would help one another out, basically.
Yeah, and so your family, are you personally, would you have like grown up in the chipper?
I grew up in the chipper. My parents had a chipper in the Liberties in Rialto on South Circular Road.
Yeah. And what age?
And the chipper is still there.
Yeah. And what age would you have been when you started working there?
I was about 9 or 10. I wouldn't have been doing heavy duty. Basically, I would have been making bum burgers and things like that. I would have been helping out in the sweet corner. You know, we sold boxes of milk tray, bars of chocolate of Carberry's, and in those years, most chippers sold milk and cigarettes and things like that.
Right. Okay. And that would have been kind of your side. And then when you kind of finished school and you were growing up, did you stick with the business? You departed for a while?
Yeah. No. I left. I went on to do my Leaving Cert. Then I went to college, to the Grafton Academy for a year, but then I decided to leave and go to study in Paris. But I didn't follow on in the family business. But when I came back 15 years later, I worked in it for a while in the same chipper.
Yeah. Was there kind of a draw there to go back to it?
No, because it wasn't, you know, I'm very proud of my chipper heritage, let's say. But it wasn't a field that interested me. It wasn't what I personally wanted to do. And I guess I was lucky to know at that stage that, you know, I wanted to work in fashion, et cetera, et cetera. But when I came back to Dublin in 1995, until I got myself back and my feet back on the ground, I worked in the chipper again for about a year.
Yeah. And is it still very much just family businesses? Are they being passed down from, you know, parents to kids?
It is. But now that the kids have ventured on, like now the kids go to college and they take other arenas. They're interested in other fields. But like even like when I was growing up, it was a it was always, even if you went to college and stuff like that, it was all, you always had the family business to fall back on if you needed to.
Yeah.
But now I find, like, you know, in recent years, for many years, a lot of my younger cousins, like they've gone into different fields, but a lot of them now are going back into the chipper. Or they're carrying on the family business.
Right. Okay. Well, that's kind of heartening to hear. I'm already getting messages from listeners. Tony says Fusco's in Limerick is the best chipper in the country.
That's my cousin.
Yeah. So I don't.
Norio. Yeah.
Yeah. And so would it have been, or is this kind of an area of dispute? It would have been your mother who invented the batter burger and the batter sausage.
It's the batter burger. It's not that she invented it, but when she was up north, she was the first to put a hamburger into batter in Southern Ireland, because it was also already a concept, bearing in mind that my mother was in Newtownard, she was in the north, and it was already a concept up there, in the chipper world,
right,
in the food world. When she was in Dublin, she was in, I think this was when she was in Artane, there was a franchise there called Wimpy.
Right,
which was burgers, yeah. And my mum, being a natural marketeer, knowing she couldn't use the name, but she said, if we can put a burger into two pieces of bread, let's call it a bum burger. And then if we can put it into bread, why don't we try dipping it into batter? Now, this has all been, I've been told all this by my Uncle Vicky, my mum's brother. And then she kind of, you know, and in those years, all the chippers, like, if somebody came up with an idea, they would help the others, and they would call mum and ask. And in those years, bear in mind that they made their own burgers. They weren't delivered. Like, it was a lot of hard work. The burgers, they were made on the premises. And so she was the first to dip a burger into batter, and hence the batter burger.
Okay. And that's kind of very sweet that even... and I assume the other Italian chipper owners, we got in contact with your mother and say, what's the mix for that? How exactly do you do it? And
that was it. Like, people would call her. Like, there was one of her cousins who's in the article today in the Indo, Mario Borden. I think he was in Drogheda. He would call mum for the recipe. On how to do it and the temperatures and all that stuff, but they all followed suit.
Huh? And so back in Italy now, tell us about this festival that happens every year.
The festival, the fest, the Irish fest. It's kind of a very big deal and people love it. Every year it's growing and growing and growing. I think this year they had 4,000 or 5,000 people. A lot of people come back from Ireland. And not only Italian, like at this stage, it's Italo-Irish, yeah? But there's people that come from all around the country here in Italy, and they come to the fest. Basically, it's al fresco fish and chips, and it's the sponsors are all Irish. Everything, all the produce is Irish, comes from Ireland, it's brought in. The only thing we had, they have an Irish breakfast now in the morning of the fest, and the only thing that's not Irish, it's the eggs.
Huh.
And but otherwise, all the produce is sponsored by, is brought in from Ireland and Irish sponsors.
And so, of a morning, like thousands of people will get a fry up.
Yeah.
God.
But it's incredible because you have it. It tastes the exact same as when you're sitting in a chipper in Dublin, in Ireland, but with a better view.
Yeah.
And better weather.
Yeah. It's
fantastic because they bring an Irish band. There's Guinness, there's whiskey, there's a DJ. It's a really beautiful, beautiful fest, and people really enjoy it. Like, it starts off with the breakfast in the morning, then you do a bit of socializing, and then you return in the evening at about 5 or 6 when it kicks off. And there's a queue all the way down the town waiting for their fish and chips. And people queue for like 2 hours to get their fish and chips. And now there's a lot of Irish people who come over from Ireland. It's a great night. It's a great day.
Yeah. Are there a lot of people who moved back there who might have been born here or grown up here?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who kind of they're in between. They're in between Ireland and Italy, and there's a lot of Irish people now who come over. You know, because now the Italian community is very integrated, and they bring over Irish friends. And Irish friends come over here. They fall in love with the valley. They fall in love with the place, which is very beautiful.
Mm.
I might be a little bit biased, but
yes, it
is very beautiful. And they fall in love with it. And I know a lot. I've made a lot of friends over here who are Irish, who have no family links to the valley, but they fall in love with the place. Properties are cheap enough, and they're not Dublin prices, and they buy a little residence over here or a little place.
Yeah. A couple of comments have already come in. I was at the Irish Festival. It was absolutely brilliant crack. Says Liam, was very lucky to go there. They play Irish music at the Fish and Chip Festival. Beautiful place with great people, says another texter. But it must have felt like during the festival, I assume you're going to hear a lot of Irish accents as well as people
speaking. That's all you hear.
Yeah.
That's all you hear, in fact, John. That's all you hear. Like, I remember a friend of mine came over years ago and I was bringing her to the local bar in Casalazio. And she said, Maria, I'm not going to understand anything, blah, blah, blah. And I said, don't worry, it'll be like you're in Dublin. And it's always amazing that's the first thing that people remark, all the different Irish accents.
Yeah.
From different parts of Ireland that you have. And at the fest, you're in a local little town and all you hear is English.
That's mad, mad. Somebody else says, I'm from Offaly. I met 4 people from Tullamore at the festival.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Home from
home. It's like a little Ireland.
So then during the winter, is it very quiet then?
It does. It gets very quiet. It gets very cold. But it's still very beautiful because, as I said, it's a little valley. And it's just a slower pace of life.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more It's more adagio, let's say, an adagio pace of life.
Yeah.
But it's very beautiful. And even in the winter, you know, it's a different rhythm to the summer, obviously. This summer, for instance, it was like 40 degrees. Winter, whoa, you know, it gets pretty cold. But it doesn't get cold till like January, February. But it does get dark at about 4 o'clock. But
yeah,
it's still beautiful. And still, like the Irish community is coming over. They come over on a regular basis now with Ryanair. It's easy, yeah?
Yeah. Is there a chipper there?
No.
You'd think if there was any place in Italy to set well up.
but what's interesting, yeah, no, it's incredible. People are always astonished that there's no chippers in Italy. But we have in our local restaurant, Cerinavolta, on a Friday, they do fish and chips, and the potatoes are from Ireland.
Ah, right.
And in our local bar, another bar called the Valco Bar, on a Friday, they're keeping up the Friday tradition.
Yeah.
They do fish and chips.
Fantastic.
It's great.
Someone texted in to say, I remember Maria, that was a great chipper.
Who's that?
I don't know. They haven't put a name to us, but obviously a regular customer. Somebody else, Van Morrison mentions Fusco's chipper in his song Hindford Street about 1950s Belfast.
So it's
immortalised in all sorts of ways. You should look that
up.
Maybe he'll come over to play some year. Maria, lovely to talk to you.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Maria, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Maria Fusco there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.